Well,
besides age. Besides age. I'm going to make this hard for you.
Okay, they're all tall. They're all very, very tall. And
I totally put you on the spot there. I'm so sorry.
How about I describe, because I always do this, why they don't like us? Because I think that's what unites them.
I think that's
when it comes to politics.
Okay.
They look at Republicans and conservatives, and to them, we're the same. So let's just call it that way. Okay, because I'm talking from their perspective.
Right.
We are people who disapprove of them and want to tell them how to live their lives. In other words, they believe we want to control their lives. And so when you're
talking... And they believe that the Democrats don't?
Amazing, isn't it? What a con. And the reason is this, and I'm going to be speaking this Sunday night down in Parker. And I always explain this when I speak. Because people are like, why? Why do young people think that we want to control their lives and the left does? Here's why. Because on about 95% of the issues, we on the right give freedom. We give liberty.
Business,
right.
Healthcare,
right.
Taxation, all of that.
But here's the problem. On virtually all that, they don't own any of it. They don't own businesses. They don't create jobs. Their healthcare, they're on their parents. They don't have, they don't deal with water rights, land rights, mineral rights. The only thing they own is their bodies.
Right.
And that's the only thing they perceive us as trying to control, is how what they do with their bodies.
Right.
By the way, you know me, I'm a social conservative. I don't say don't talk about that stuff. I say offer and model it, don't force it.
Offer and model it, but don't force it.
Exactly. Okay. I love morality. Can't get enough of the stuff. It's great. Okay. I like to think that Christian morality is the morality that you wish you had the night before.
I like that.
Okay. It's not a bad thing. It's something where you wake up the next day and you're like, wow, I'm glad I had that morality last night.
Right.
You know, it's the fewer regrets morality. Isn't that a neato thing? But it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. When we tell them what to do with their bodies, they take that very personally, because to them, that's only, even though that's only 5% of the issues, and really, folks, it's only like 1%. But let's say it's 5. Even though that's only 5% of the issues, that's their 100%.
Right.
As far as they're concerned, we on the right are controlling their entire lives, okay? And so that's why they see us that way. So we can say, well, wait a minute. Everything else in life, we give you liberty. To them, they're like, I don't own any of that. So I only own what you're taking away.
Gotcha.
So that's what we're going to. So when you talk to a young person, it's very, very important that you first diffuse the idea that you want to control their lives. Then you can launch into any kind of issues, and I definitely want to get into free college here after the break.
Sure.
But, you know, the first thing you want to do is connect with them and show them that you believe in them. The reason you want things this way, you know, the reason you believe in conservative ideals is because you want them unleashed, not because you want them leashed.
I like that. Okay, so how do you, can we talk about how you do that in 2 minutes?
A little bit.
Okay.
You know, the first thing, a few quick pointers. Number one, listen. No one's ever controlled anyone by listening to them. And
it's
we don't do that.
It's just good advice for communication in general.
It is. But we on the right are so good at talking points. We know so much. We do. Everybody who's listening right now has lists of talking points. And guess what? They're good. Okay. And we get so excited about that and we want to reel them off. Folks, first listen to them. Ask them what they think. Why do you like that? And don't freak out when they say, I think free college is a great idea. I think a $15 minimum wage is a great idea. Because the second thing after listening is find the area of that is commendable.
Okay.
Or where they don't want to be controlled. For instance, free college. Well, you know, I would lead and say, you know, I think it's great. You obviously want to better yourself. And you can't afford it right now. You see that that's a way you could afford it. And you could go further in life. And do better things with your life. I think that's great. Then you get into, but here's why it wouldn't work.
Okay. And then you're able to tell them what the downsides are.
Right. Just like the last hour, lead with the positive. And you're not hiding the negative. You're being honest and upfront about it. But you want to take into account that they think you want to control their lives. That's why you have to first open the door before you go in the house. And that doorway is a doorway of, above the mantle says, you want to control me, stay out. So you have to show, I don't want to control you, let me in.
And you do that by listening. You do that by finding that piece that they are embracing that says, I don't want to be controlled in whatever liberal policy it is.
You can even do it by challenging them. Hey, I want to control my own life, not yours. Can you say the same? I love doing that with young people. I want to control my own life, not yours. Can you say the same? Well, sure I can. Okay, good. Why don't we apply that together to any issue we talk about?
I like that.
You just created a conservative.
Welcome to the Conservative Party.
Yeah, they'll be leading a Tea Party meeting the next week.
This is Chris Cook, and I've got Andy Pate of the Party of Choice in studio with me. We're talking about millennials. How do we message to millennials? Remember, you can always share your thoughts with me on Facebook, and we're probably not going to take any calls during this hour, but you can always get to me with Facebook, facebook.com/grassrootsradiocolorado. This is Grassroots Radio Colorado on KLZ 560. Welcome back to Grassroots Radio Colorado. This is Chris Cook. I've got Andy Pate of the Party of Choice in studio with me. We're talking about millennials. First, where is your lovely wife? She's the one who actually keeps you under control. She texted me and said I could throw things at you, but I just don't know that that's going to be effective.
No, it really isn't. Everything she says would work against me will not. Okay?
Okay, that's good to know.
She lies.
I do know you run after chocolate, so
I do.
If I need any, I'll keep
she
that in my
back. She puts
it
on a string, and then just, you know, she's gotten me into malls. And she just drags it behind her. It's dirty. I don't care. I'm like,
It's chocolate. This is good. So before we go on, the Party of Choice, where can folks find you, find out more about the Party of Choice, how to learn more about these messaging points? Because this is not the only thing you talk about millennials. You talk about how to have these conversations with lots of different people on
yep.
lots of different issues.
Yeah, we are at thepartyofchoice.com. That's the party of www.thepartyofchoice.com. And we're also on Facebook, Twitter. By the way, if you have any questions, if you want to know how to approach a subject, you got somebody who's, you know, you're really not sure how to approach a certain issue with, shoot us an email. Shoot us a question on Facebook. We love it. And we also have other people who are part of our team. We'll kick that around. Oh, yeah. It won't just be me. You don't want to be limited to my mind. Trust me. That's a very limiting thing.
It's a very strange place. I can tell you that. So, all right. So we're talking about millennials. Let's talk about the free college tuition plans.
Okay.
About a week ago, Obama announced this proposal to make community college free for everyone. As long as you're working enrolled half time. And, you know, to some people, this sounds like a great idea.
It's horrible.
To me, it sounds like a parasitic idea. And the first thing that comes to my mind is if our K-12 system is so broken, how about we fix that instead of remediating it by giving two more years of schooling away?
Chris, that's crazy talk. Don't you understand? Now, I'm a child of the left. I was raised by the left. If something isn't working, do more of it. Okay, this is like, you know, if eating fattening foods is not helping your diet, I say double it. Eat more fattening food. You know, and by the way, everybody out there, yes, you can take that advice. Trust me, it works. It's fantastic. Don't take that advice.
We won't talk about Cuba because I still think that there is a saying that success is sort of like wrestling a gorilla.
Okay.
Huh. You don't stop when the gorilla gets tired. You don't stop when you get tired. You stop when the gorilla gets tired. And so, you know, there is a good thing about persistence and following through with something,
but
free is not going to do us what we need here
okay.
in this country.
Yeah. And the first thing, you know, once again, I probably wouldn't lead by telling them you're a parasite. You know, and then in all my talking points, just weave in, by the way, you're a parasite. Now, parasite, can I call you parasite?
Probably not going to get far with that.
I just want you to know, you're not really a parasite. You're an aspiring parasite because you're very young, but you're learning.
A larva.
Oh, you're a larva. Okay, larva. Okay, here's what I would tell them. Okay, the first, because they say, yeah, I love free college. And I say, you know, I lead in by saying, well, I think it's great that you want college. You want to go forward. But let me ask you something. I want you to know, with free college, I would never do that to you.
And they probably cock their head and look at you like a dog whistle just went off.
Exactly. And then I look at them and say, look, let me ask you this. And you be the high schooler, Chris.
Okay.
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 Oh,
like, totally. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Chris, I just lost Chris. Okay.
I just lost my fanboys, so.
Yeah, they're afraid. They're backing up for. Let me ask you this. Why do you get a high school degree or a GED? Why do you get that?
Because you want to prove that you have enough perseverance to actually make it through school?
Actually, it's because it's a starting line.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, because until you get your high school degree, your diploma, you can't go off to college, get a good job, or maybe go in the military, any of these things. You can't move on from there.
Right.
Okay, what we've done is you get a high school degree or a GED because that's the starting line in life.
It's the lowest common denominator. It's the minimum requirements.
Right. And when I talk about this with young people, they get that immediately.
Right.
I say, why do you get a high school degree? I say, isn't it because you're trying to get to the starting line in life? That's just the starting line. That's the minimum that you have to have. If you don't have that, you're at a tremendous disadvantage, right? And they go, yeah, sure. I say, okay, why is that the starting line? Why isn't it a master's degree the starting line, or sixth grade, only sixth grade, the starting line? Why does the starting line happen to be high school? Why do you have to have that degree to have a chance just to get started in life? And they look at me like, I don't know. And I tell them, it's very simple, because it's free. See, everything that's free, everybody has or can have. All right. And so whatever you make free, that is going to set where the starting line is in life. Okay, we've made it free through grade 12, which means that is where you start and can leap forward in life. Now, here's the question. What happens if we give you two more years of free college?
Well, before we go there.
Go ahead.
Well, this is Grassroots Radio Colorado on KLZ 560. This is Chris Cook. I've got Andy Pate of the Party of Choice. I'm going to get Corey's name in there somehow, no matter what. Here's my point, is sure. The left's argument is that the starting line is no longer a high school diploma. The starting line is at least 2 years of college. That's the left's argument, and that's why the president is putting this forward.
That's ridiculous.
And so is that my comeback?
No, sorry. Hey, look, sometimes you hear something that's so preposterous that it's ridiculous. How about this as a comeback? Let me ask you this, Chrissy?
Only my mother can call me that, sorry.
But you're a teenager. Why do you get a college degree? Why would you go get a college degree?
So that I can get ahead.
Right. You want an advantage. So you want to get an advantage with the college degree. But it only gives you an advantage over who? Those who don't have college degrees, right?
Right.
Once again, you're back to the same argument. Whatever is free, that's the starting point. The reason you get a college degree is because you want to go past that starting point. If we make it free through two more years of college, all we've done is establish a new starting point. You have no advantage then. So now, rather than getting that high school degree and coming out with an advantage, you have to get 15 years, you know, kindergarten, so K through 12. Rather than 13 years, now it takes 15 years just to get to the starting line. And you still have no advantage over anybody else.
Right.
And from there, you got to get a better college degree or military or go into the workforce.
Which they will then try to make that
exactly
free as well. Okay. They have free college education in England. And that's not really the case, is it?
I don't know much about England. I'll be honest.
Or Europe.
I do know that Europe is a mess.
Right.
And so I wouldn't want to emulate it in anything. Okay. I mean, seriously, why would I want to emulate a continent that is so far in debt that it's completely falling apart? All right. I don't want to look to failures as my example.
Right.
Okay. What I would do when I look at a young person, I say, look, bottom line, the reason you get a high school degree is that's the starting line. The reason that's the starting line is because it's free. As far as you extend free, that is where the minimum will become.
And that's where everybody is going to be. Everybody that you're competing against minimum wage jobs even.
Right. So now, exactly. So now you're having to spend 15 years just to get to the starting line